Yeah, man, it's going down. It's Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a special guest. You know what I mean? Been putting it down, doing this thing, man. I met him for the first time some years back, man. I was doing a industry night, you know what I'm saying? And dude came through that and killed it, man. That was my introduction, and I've been a fan ever since, you know what I'm saying? And it's been cool to watch him just see him do his thing, man, come up, man, moving all over, you know what I'm saying? Really just coming up in the game. Representing PA, man. Trilly Pope, what's going on?
Man, what's up? It's your boy Trilly Pope, Zegger the Stamp, Bow Tie, Shining Shoes. Oh, what's up, Donnie Houston? Thank you for the opportunity, dog. Appreciate you.
What's going down, man?
Man, I can't complain. I was just telling him, man, I say, man, I ain't seen you in like probably like 5 years. I was at a, this like before I even just, what you call, blew up or whatever, man. That was my last money. Y'all don't even know that was my last money. Yes, it was. We was at the chicken spot, man. I think this Trahan Wings or something like that. I remember that, that was my last little money right there, man. That I had. Y'all just don't know. Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. That backstory. That was the last. That was the last of it. I ain't know what was going to happen after that.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, for sure, Nah, for real. That was my like last little money that I was like, man, let me just go down here and just see what happened. And I believe that the prize was a trip to Atlanta. It's crazy because I never got around to get it because I was working.
Mm-hmm. I remember calling like, hey, bro, you like, man, like,
I can't. I didn't get free until I want to say about 2000 and it might have been 18 or 19.
That was in 16 when I was
going. That was the beginning stages. I wasn't even like fully Trilly Pope cowboy head shot, none of that. Like I might have had the bow tie and the shiny shoes, but
Body bow tie shiny shoes for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that was you caught me when I was like, man, I dang know it was a dog off the street.
You know what? Kinda Man was in that same thing. You
she
know
was?
What I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know if she was there the night you were there, but okay. She was it. She came through there. You
man,
know
shout out Kinda Man, got mm-hmm. dog. Big fan. Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, man, what's going down though, man? What's new?
Man, I'm chilling, man. To be honest with you, man, I live a semi-retired life because I put in the work, man, you know, made sure all my royalties is good, made sure that you know, I took care of my business, owning land, property, all that stuff, man. And all thanks to the music and Uber. Sure, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the endorsements, the new endorsements that came along throughout the journey. The supporters held me down since day one, the streaming of the music, the features, all that stuff. So, man, to be honest with you, man, I be chilling, man. I be traveling. I do a show, you know, here and there. Majority of them be like outside, the city. I'm always on the road. So, I mean, but other than that, from where, when you met me, like, nah, man. And not to sound cocky or nothing, but I paid my dues. I treated everybody with respect. Never hated on nobody, you know what I'm saying? So the blessings just started raining down.
Okay, so what have all you been getting into, man, to be able to kind of have your thing going like that?
Nah, I just, man, shoot, it's the independent grind, man. Just got a product out there and you put it out. And the simple fact of the matter is I'm a walking entertainer. So I could just go in a room and not even say nothing. And then somebody just come along, man, what you do? You just look like you do something. Next thing you know, you get into your whole spiel like, oh man, I done seen you before, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, they probably have been supporting you. And then for the new supporters, like you say, you go out on the road. Shout out my brother B. Banks, man. You know what I'm saying? He told us we got to get on that road. And, you know, Texas already kind of know you. Now you got to go up to here to Georgia. You got to go to California, Mississippi. So I start gaining fans everywhere. And they just been rocking ever since. And then I built my Instagram page up. To the point now where, you know, I can make residual income through Instagram and all type of social media. What else, man? The endorsements that came in. Shout out to Bud Light, you know what I'm saying? Got something from them. A lot of other companies that I'm brand ambassador for. But that's all I've been, like, making money off the phone, man. And don't think I ain't too good to hop in that Uber and go pick up somebody, because I sure will.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. So, man, tell me, like, you know, growing up in PA, man, like, what even, you know, just how your life was, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Grew up, man, rural area, Port Acres, Port Arthur, Texas. But I was really, you know what I'm saying, what you would call like stomping ground is like the Missouri City area, Southwest. So what happened was we moved to, you know, Missouri City.
Wait. When did you move to Missouri City?
I was young.
I thought you grew up in PA.
I did. I grew up in both places. That's why I always said I'm from PA. PA made me, something raised me. And okay, here you go. Is PA made me, most city something, and then the Southwest embraced me. I put it like that. So I was living in Missouri City for a long period of time. Went to school in Sharptown. So I grew up from Houston, but I've always went back to PA. That's my stomping ground. I went to PA. But if you want to talk about the years, like the where you like teenager, like going places and stuff, yeah, Southwest, Missouri City, all that, Mo City. I went to Mo City Middle School. I was supposed to go to Marshall, but my cousin was a star player for Sharptown. And it was going to be easier to get on the basketball team if I go to Sharptown rather than Marshall. So I went to Sharptown.
You just tripped me out, bro. This
yeah,
whole time.
People don't know that. Yeah. I'm always be forever Port Arthur. My roots is laid down there. My father is from Port Arthur. My aunt, all that, you know. But there's also another side of me from Houston. My mother was from Acres Home. Like, so... But yeah, we moved to Mo City, Missouri City, one of the best places I ever lived in life, to be honest with you. And I kind of grew up out there, and then, like I say, I went to Sharptown, and that's when I got introduced to the, you know, the Houston, where, you know, catching the bus, you know, the 163 to the 65 to the 2, you know, to the 4. So yeah, that's how, yeah. Uh-huh.
So when did you start getting in with me? You say basketball. When did you start getting in with music and all that?
Nah, I've been all my life. They always said that I was gonna become some type of preacher or something like that. But I just kind of transformed the message. So I don't know if you ever heard on a track, I kind of sound like I'm preaching. Mm-hmm. So, but that had been in effect. But I really have fell in love with music, like you say, Charlie Boy, man, and Nelly. You know what I'm saying? Nate Dogg, we got the similar kind of cadence, but my forever goats are Michael Jackson, James Brown. So when I perform, I'm Michael Jackson, James Brown. On the track, you'll hear kind of Charlie Boy, Nate Dogg, T-Pain. T-Pain was one of the go-to. And then I just mixed it with the countryness I already got, and that became Trilly Pope. And then... like I say, I already got the wardrobe. So before they even hear how I sound, they already looking at me like, man, what's going on? Like the days I went to Carol's and nobody knew who I was. They were laughing.
My boy told me, he was like, man, he knew you from being in Carol's all the time.
Yeah. It was crazy. I was going to Grooves first. You know what I'm saying? That's where you can put on your tuxedos and all that stuff. And then my homeboy Tay, he was like, man, shoot, man, let's go to this club called Carol. I ain't gonna lie, when I walked in, I was like, oh, hell nah, what's going on here, man? Girls, feet on the floor, black feet, and I'm like, man, what the hell going on? But then I started coming, and then I started, this is way before music. Nobody never did know that I did music. I was just coming in there being the dude with the suit on. So those, what the hell you got on, boy, turned into, I ain't gonna lie, man, he kind of fly though, on the cool. And then I dropped a record in there, but the DJ told me, was like, man, he said, you gotta go and get back in there. That ain't going. Hmm. So I was like, all right, bitch.
This Oak Cliff or who is this?
That's Oak Cliff, yeah. Oak Cliff and Greyface. Oak Cliff told me I need to get back in there. So I made a song. I was like, man, what's his guy name? He was like, man, push. I think it was OT Genesis. Yeah. So I was like, all right, let me kind of implement what he talking about. And then we talk about some money, because everybody get money. So I was like, man, push, get to the money. I was like, ooh, that's the chorus right there. I found a beat, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, went and did what I had to do for it, dropped it in there. I still got the footage to this day. When I say everybody in the club was singing that thing word for word, I was like, oh, snap. Like, And it was just blowing the roof off in Cali. Everybody was push, 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 get to the money. And this is pre-Southside still holding. So I had already kind of built a name and a buzz only in Carroll's though. So, yeah, so that's how that happened. Yeah, that's how I ended up, like, you know, coming out of Carroll's. I was just, I kept coming, and then, like I say, I got in cool with the DJs and the people that was in there. And then after that, yeah, I was still working. If you want to, I was still working. I was valeting cars, security.
No shit. Okay, so, okay, you do all this, and then, see, we met around that time because you did push at the thing. Now that you said that, I'm like, yeah, I know that song. Push, push, push.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah. Those were my working days where I was making about $9, $8 an hour, yeah.
Man, okay, so then what happens? How you end up linking up with ESG then?
So this is what happened. I think it was $15. You go down there to GMT Radio. I think shout out to K Nice and Brady Barr. You go down there, you pay him $15, you give you like a 15-minute interview. So what happened was, you know, this is pre Southside still holding. This is how it all came about. So I go in there, I do my interview, and shout out comedian Brady Ball. He was like, man, bro, you kind of nice, bro. So he was like, man, what you doing tomorrow? I'm like, man, nothing, man. Get off work, the same thing. Eat my little TV dinner, and you know, that's it. So he was like, man, come to this spot tomorrow, man. But it's, oh yeah. He's like, come to this spot tomorrow. I was like, all right, bet, cool. Came to the spot. I think it was bar one over 288, right across from the address, I believe. So I go in there. It's a damn comedy show. I'm like, what the hell even got me into? So the comics, they on there like, shout out to Leroy the Third and them. They in there roasting me about what I got on. So I'm like, oh, hell no. Hey, Brady Bob, when I'm going to get on stage and show them what I can do. Like, I ain't no, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, man, Joe, wait, I got you. Boom, called me to the stage. As I'm getting on stage and getting ready to perform, ESG walks in. Man, walk straight past me, walk straight to the back. I'm in mid thing. Push, 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 get to the money. Had everybody in there rocking. Everybody like, dang, this boy, you gotta go. ESG come all the way from the back. I don't know what he was doing. He was probably chilling, but he came all the way in the back. And just as sure as I'm sitting right in front of you, that's how he was in front of me on the stage. And after I was done, the first thing he ever told me was, man, boy, I love you, boy. I don't even know your name, boy. I love you, boy. I just love you, boy. And I'm like, man, I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. So I guess we didn't even exchange information, man. It was just, but I had kept going to the local comedy. See, this is why I kind of got the idea, like, okay, it's like a talent. It's like a talent show only with comedy, but I can perform, like, in the middle of that intermission or something like that. So shout out to Penny and Cliff too. They do the comedy on Carol's on Tuesday night where you go work out and stuff like that. They allow me to come in there and do my music. Once again, I seen ESG. See, second time, he's like, man, I just love you, boy, man, your energy, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I got his information, whatnot, but I'm the type, I ain't calling nobody, you know, I know he busy or whatever like that. So he had the challenge for the Southside still holding. And I remember, man, I was at a Subway. This was a Subway. It was open 24 hours. I was finna get something to eat. And I was like, man, let me go and knock this challenge out real quick. That's when I did the verse. So I posted it the next day. And of course, you know, my fans and supporters, they, you know, they're like, man, that go hard, blah, 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 blah. When he posted it to his page, everybody from the Woodworks came out. I'm talking about everybody, like people I ain't ever seen before. They came into the Woodworks, and then I guess it got above hill. And then he was like, man, one day he called me. He say, man, come on to the studio. And I had, like I say, bro, I'm naive as hell. I don't know what's going on, you know. So we go down to Harvey Love, you know, studio. I look up, I said, damn, that's Harvey Love right there. Damn, we go in there. And I'm like, all right, shoot, what's going on? He like, man, go and record your verse. I mean, the verse for what? you know, just record the verse for the Southside Stolen. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go in there, you know. He posted that footage on his Instagram. People went crazy. They went crazy. And next thing you know, I say, man, this took like a, it took a long process. So I'm chilling at my ex-girlfriend's house. I'm asleep. I take a nap every day when I get off work. And she called me. Where, Charlie, look at the ESG Instagram. He done went live. And you know how you just waking up, you like, man, all right, let me get myself together. So I hear Bun B. I'm like, all right, nice verse, boy. All right. I hear Lil O. I'm like, that's what's up, man. Yeah. I hear Slim Thug. I hear that boy T. Who else on there? I don't want to forget nobody. Lil O.
Flip on there.
Flip on there. Okay. You want to make sure. Okay. I hear Flip on there. Last thing I heard was my verse. I say, hold on, bro. Like, he finna put like me on there? Like, what's going on here? I still had no, I didn't even want to call him because I was like, I ain't want to mess up whatever was going on. I was just, all right, I ain't want to say nothing. So then come the video. It's time for the video. That took a whole year. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I'd be lying if I say I didn't believe in it. I didn't believe it because it took so long. I was like, man, I guess that's how the industry do. They just talk, you know what I'm saying? Man, he say, man, where you gonna shoot your part at? I say, shoot, what you mean? We gotta go down there to Cap Road. So, yeah, man, we shot the video, and he kept telling me, he was like, man, if you want to come on down there to the active athlete, man, come on down there. In my mind, see, he don't know this, but in my mind, I'm like, nah, E, I appreciate you, bro, but this is my introduction to the world. So I didn't want to be already in the video at somebody else's part. And I think that part was the first part, which is Bun B, they in the active athlete. I didn't want to be in the video because I wanted to come on the scene how I did. And it was crazy how the beat just still holding. And it paused. It Mr. Bowtie Shinish. I walk out the door at Carol's and bang, man. That was my introduction to the whole world, man. That thing sitting on YouTube right now with about probably 13 million views. I done got so many features out there. Done got so many relationships. So, man, I'm forever grateful.
That was the one that really hit, that really like propelled you like type.
Yeah, that's the one that introduced me to everybody. And the dog ass challenge, shout out OTB, that introduced me to the north side. See, I had already had, you know, this Carol's on the south side, but I had never been to the north side and like performed anything or stuff like that. Shout out to DJ Hurt, because he the first DJ on the north side who ever played a Trilly Poe record on the north side. So I had did like a little tour when I was going around just showing up at the club. They'll play my music. Shout out Endurance, MC D Swift. Man, what's the other guy's name? He used to own the spot. Chris, his name is Chris. Chris. He used to own Element. And yeah, they brought me, man, and they showed me so much love. But yeah, Dog Ass is where I really kind of like gained notoriety on the north side. So now I got both sides of Houston, I don't want to say locked down, but people know me from both sides now. So, and then people from Port Arthur, when I got on the track, they didn't even know that. I told you, I grew up out here. So they didn't even know I was from Port Arthur. But when I said that, they was like, oh, snap, he one of us. And then they started seeing me because I go down there, visit, and, you know, do my due diligence down there and check on my aunt and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's how I really, like, those two right there, probably the ones that got me, like, out of here. And then my brother B. Banks, he told me that we got to take this show on the road. So now we taking it on the road. This has got to be 2019-20. We in Atlanta. We performing in Atlanta. They standing ovation. Now we taking it. We in Louisiana. We on Bourbon Street with it. We people just gravitating to us. So that's why I'm like, I live a semi-retired life now because I got a whole like fan base, supporter base. Like I don't have to really, I don't want to say do too much, but I mean, I just like it like that. I got control over all my music. You know, I put out music whenever I want to. You know, I haven't dropped the album in 2 years. You know, I'm finna get ready to drop Bowtie Shiny Shoes 3. Getting ready to shoot the artwork for the photo shoot is actually this week. So, I mean, it's just whatever I want to.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, shit, dog. What else? What you got coming up, man?
Nah, man. The album is coming. Like I say, Bowtie Shiny Shoes 3. Definitely got some good music on there. The quality of the music is better now. You know what I'm saying? The features are going to be announced later on. We got to go back to Atlanta. We've been invited to a performance out there. Shout out on Tampa Mystic and OG Big Rankin. We got to go out there and perform in front of some Atlanta folk, you know what I'm saying? And my brother B-Bank finna drop his album, and we've been hitting it hitting them with a 1-2, you know what I'm saying? And it'd be crazy how, you know, we met, cause we met in Carroll, but we from two different sides of the train track. He from Fifth Ward, you know, I'm country boy from Port Arthur, you know, they don't expect for us to like hang out like that, you know what I'm saying? But we get along just fine, and we just be hitting with a 1-2 punch. Everywhere we done went, bro, we done just like, and it's not like being cocky, we command the room, you know what I'm saying? And we don't, like, I see they got these lists and stuff and all this, and we don't really care for that, like, because we know how to go get supporters. Like, we not too cocky to where, you know how you, some people get on stage and you be like, man, hey, man, that was a good performance. You killed it. They'll look at you and be like, appreciate it. Like you just, like you just, you know, yo, Eddie Murphy with it or something like that. But we don't do that. Anytime we get off stage, hey, bro, man, appreciate y'all boys. Y'all did y'all thing. Hey, appreciate you, boy. Man, what's your Instagram? They feel, you know what I'm saying? They feel encouraged to come, you know, take a picture with us and stuff like that. Cause we not on that. Cause I be seeing a lot of these artists, man. And I just sit back, you know, I ain't naming no name, but I sit back and I really look at y'all artists and I be like, y'all really think y'all the ish. Y'all really do. You ain't the ish until you can go outside of this mother lover and actually get a standing ovation and get invited back to these places. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to, you know, set the record straight. Like, don't think because we ain't on BET and all this that we ain't living good. You know, we choose what we want to show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't in no diamonds and gold and all this stuff. Half this stuff came from Burlington's and Supermart and stuff like that. But don't get it twisted. I live good. Yeah. I live good. I don't got no enemies, hopefully, because I've always showed love. I've always been in the club and play somebody, get the DJ to play somebody else's record over my record. I got fired from my job for playing other people's records in the car getting valeted. So this is what happened. This one, let me touch on that. I used to have a segment called Don't Mind Me, Brother. I'm just posting your music. Want to go ahead and let the world know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And one day my boss called me in there. He say, man, we've been seeing this thing online that you've been in the valet cars playing these people music and posting it online. And all I remember asking him was, is that a fireball offense? He said, yes. I say, perfect. Ever since then, man, I ain't been homeless. I ain't been broke. I've been in good health. I've been in good strength. More of that story is, man, sometimes it's okay to put the attention on somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know I was going to be fired for that, but, you know, it is what it is. I never looked at it as, well, dang, I shouldn't have done that. Because I would have done it again. That's just the kind of person I am, and anybody can vouch for me on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, this brother, he really is a genuine type of individual, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no joke, it ain't no play. play, ain't no faking going on. Like, he really, really cares about the humanity, and he's doing everything in his power. He can't change the world, but maybe he could sprinkle a little seed in there somewhere, and hopefully somebody throw some water on it and let it grow.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's just me.
Already, man. Already. Well, man, I appreciate you coming through, man.
Nah, I appreciate you, man. Let me give you your flowers. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you your flowers. What you have done with this platform, like I say, I don't say much, but I see everything. It's incredible, man. The culture needed this. We needed genuine people like you to, you know what I'm saying, do something that'll help, you know, elevate the city. And this, I'm so glad to be a part of this, because I've seen who you had on here, man. These ain't no, you know what I'm saying, these ain't no Joe down the street. These some people that done, you know what I'm saying, help with the culture, you know. And to be here today, it's an honor, and I want to thank you, because as a country bumpkin from Port Arthur, I would have never thought I'd be sitting down here on this couch in representation of this culture. And just to know that you was thinking about me, brother, I appreciate you, bro. From the bottom of my heart.
I appreciate you, man.
Nah, for sure. Like, real talk. Like, any type of blessing that I see, man, I got to give it, you know what I'm saying? I got to give credit when it's due. And it was a blessing to be here today, you know what I'm saying? I just keep being good people. I know it's a whole lot of hate in the world. A whole lot of people don't want you to succeed. I know he couldn't do it. Man, don't even worry about that, man. Half of them going to be down the street somewhere. So that's another thing I'm seeing. The people they try to put on a pedestal and all this stuff, they don't last no more than a month. Longevity is what it's all about. And I see longevity for all of y'all. For all of us, I see longevity. I've been in the game a long time, and I still keep up with the best, though.
Already. That's what it is, man. Well, I appreciate you. We're going to get into some music, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, all that, man.
But, man, I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's been an honor, man. It's definitely been an honor. Thank y'all out there, too, baby. You feel me? And before I go, I want to shout out the ladies with the pretty feet and the pretty hands. I just love it when y'all keep it together. I wish I could go to the store and get some hot sauce and put it on them toes, but that's another story for another day. That's another story for another day. All right.
I damn sure wasn't expecting that. I thought you were going to be like, follow me on Instagram.
No, man.
And then he started talking about sucking toes.
I love me some pretty women with pretty feet and pretty toes. Lord have mercy.
Ooh. I ain't going to lie. See, that's one thing. I ain't really petty, but like, if I see a woman post like an open toe shoe, I'm definitely going to zoom in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See what your toe game like.
Oh, yeah.
Your toe game got to be together.
Yeah, I ain't got no fetish or nothing, but I ain't gonna sit there and say.
Nah, not on no weird shit, but I can appreciate, you know, when your toe game is together.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I keep some hot sauce on me.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that, but if you got some open toe shoes, just know, you know what I'm saying? I just zoomed in on your toe game. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, it's going down. It's Dynasty Podcast, man. Trilly Poke. Hey, we up out of here, man.